Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing tonight? I'm sitting here waiting like you guys will be able to answer me, right? But anyway, how is? I hope everyone's doing great. Let me just rephrase that. I hope everyone's doing great. I'm totally excited about tonight's topic and tonight's show because, as you guys already know or should know, and for those tuning in for the first time just to check us out, we're interviewing Sharon, and she's the founder of Secure, a Cure for MS. And it's very imperative for me to bring to the show information, not only for our listeners, but also for myself as well, because not only am I, you know, trying to get everyone else in tune, I'm also trying to stay in tune myself, because the one thing that you want to do, especially when you're out there, you know, feeding people information and encouraging people, is like the blind leading the blind. But the more that we're in tune with the things around us and the world around us, the more, you know, insight we'll have and a better way of understanding the issues that's out here, the things that, you know, we can correct versus the things that we sit around and complain about. So, again, I'm just totally excited that Sharon's going to be on the show tonight and kind of go over what it all means. And I'm going to leave MS just as MS until Sharon comes onto the show and kind of break it all down for us. But I just kind of wanted to touch on it a little bit, just a little bit, and then I'm going to have her come on and take the stage because this is, you know, something, like I said again, that I'm really, really, really excited to have on the show for the first time. I talk about health and wellness, but not in this depth. So going forward, from this day forward, you know, I'm going to have once a month a topic of, you know, health and wellness, and it's going to be based on either, you know, people suffering from certain things, from, you know, weight loss and, you know, prevention and things of that nature, so that we can stay in tune. So, again, being proactive in life is very important to me, and it's important to a lot of us. And some of us just don't know how to be proactive. So, again, it just brings us back to that whole thing of being in tune and educating ourselves and bringing insight to ourselves from others that have this knowledge so that we can gain this knowledge. So, basically, you know, again, being proactive can make a big difference in the way, you know, we're able to manage our health and the things around us. So, you know, the more we know, the better, you know, things would be for us in life, and we just have to start taking initiative, stop pointing fingers and, you know, stop, you know, looking down on others and just take the initiative to learn and, you know, be more in tune to the things around us and the world around us. So, again, I'm just going to kind of like stop there, and I'm going to play a song, and then from there Sharon should be, you know, calling in to put us in tune with this. And the reason why I'm trying to keep it short and I keep, you know, reiterating the same thing is because we're talking about health here. You know, we're not saying, hey, you're not in tune with music, so, you know, hurry up and, you know, get some insight on that. Music is all good, and it's also another remedy as far as being therapeutic in my eyes and for those that are into music. But the thing about tonight's show is just, it's like living longer, living free, living happy, living content, although you're, you know, dealing with certain things in your life. It's another form of being healthy through knowledge, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and play a track, and we're going to have Sharon on shortly, and then she'll just fill us in and take it from there, okay? And I know you guys are probably saying, hey, what's wrong with Miss P? She keeps saying the same thing over and over, but it's just that I'm reiterating over and over again because I just want you guys to understand how powerful tonight's topic is, and I'm really trying not to touch on it too much until Sharon comes on. So without further ado, let's play Lavert, and this one is Hey Love.
Says she like the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around me. Says she glad she found me. And she says she wanna take me home. We went there on the first night. Cause she said it felt right. Says she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend all of that weekend. Ooh, oh, oh, oh.
Hey love, hey love,
hey.
You can have it when you want.
Service on the first class flight. God, she takes me there. Kiss that gift right. And I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. I'ma let it go now. Keep it right there. And I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said. What she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was Hey Love by Levert too. Had them on the show the other day for all those who want to get in tune with Levert too, which is the original member Mark Gordon from Levert with Gerald Levert and Sean Levert. Then check out my on-demand station. It was a great interview. But anyway, without further ado, let's get on the topic for today. And that's basically, you know, secure a cure for MS with the founder, Sharon. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Miss P?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited about tonight's topic that I just keep repeating myself.
I'm glad that you find it exciting. I'm glad that people are finding it exciting because it's a big undertaking for a lot of people. So it's important we get the information out there, and I want to thank you personally for allowing us a vehicle to do that. I really truly appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem, and I appreciate you taking the time to educate us. So thank you.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Okay, so let's start off with MS, and I kind of wanted to leave how I started the show real vague because I just wanted you to fill it all in for us. So let's just start off with that. What's MS?
Okay, MS is multiple sclerosis, which what it means is many lesions. It's a disease of the central nervous system that basically you get a virus or an environmental trigger that disturbs the spinal fluid that goes between the brain and the spinal fluid. That is disturbed, and once that's disturbed, these viruses get into your bloodstream, go to your brain or your spine, and therefore cause lesions because your body sees those viruses, even though they're made by your own body, as something it needs to defend off, like a cold. So that's the other reason why it's also called an autoimmune disease, is because it's fighting itself.
Right.
And that's basically what MS in a nutshell is. I mean, I can go into a lot of medical jargon, but that's the basis, that's the crux, the basics of it, if you will.
Right. So being that, is it safe to say you do have MS?
Yes, I was diagnosed with MS 13 years ago.
Okay, and the reason why you started a cure for MS was because?
A group of my friends and I decided, I truly believe in what the National Multiple Sclerosis Society does. I believe in what the Race to Erase a Cure for MS, the Nancy Davis Foundation, Movement for Hope. There's so many great organizations out there, but starting our own organization would give us our own freedom to determine where we would want monies that we would raise to go towards specific research or to help specific people in terms of, like, helping with bills, with finances, helping even get service dogs, which are extremely expensive to get. To finance a dog, it's about $50,000. For one
dog. Wow.
I'm lucky enough to have a service dog. His name is Richie. But it took me almost 3 years to get him because the funding is not always there. So if we're able to, our group is able to fund or help fund one dog for one MS patient, I've made a world of difference because I know what my dog has done for me.
Definitely.
So
I'm sorry, Sharon. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I just kind of wanted to touch on the dog a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that expensive for the dog, and what does this dog actually help along the way with?
Well, I got Richie from a organization called Canine Companions for Independence. They're based out of, I believe, San Jose, California. That's where they sire all the dogs, and then they send them out to all the satellite offices throughout the country. Richie, my dog, is a specialized service dog for me, for my specific needs. Richie is a lab retriever. They do lab labradoodles because some people are allergic. So poodles are hypoallergenic, so they kind of mix the breeds, and they get a kind of wonderful hybrid for everybody. Richie knows over 50 commands. He's amazing. He's able to pick keys up off the floor because my balance can sometimes be off. If I'm being pushed around in my wheelchair, he walks alongside of me. And if I need to pay the cashier and I'm sitting in my wheelchair, there's a command to tell him to come up on my lap, take the money from my hand, and give it to the cashier, and actually be able to take the change.
What? That
I'm
is amazing.
Very serious. I'm very serious. I mean, he doesn't even bark unless told to.
Wow.
There's specific commands for everything. I could really have really got really specific with a lot of things, but I still have enough mobility that I didn't want to take advantage of Richie. That's my personal standpoint with it. Everybody's different, and I don't fault anybody who looks differently upon it. But for me, I had enough mobility. I said, he knows enough. Send him, you know, let him be a dog the rest of the time. You know, give him his little break, if you will.
Definitely.
So he's amazing.
He is. Just the sounds of, you know, everything that he's able to do is amazing. You know, sometimes, you know, you can't even train children to do that.
I agree, and I have one. I know. The dog looks better
too.
Than my son.
I have one too, Sharon, so I know, and that's why I feel free to say that, okay? Definitely. So what about, okay, let's talk about a little bit about diets and stuff like that, because you said that it affects the, you know, your system and stuff of that nature. So is there any special diets and stuff like that that should be incorporated?
There are a lot of diets that are out there. There isn't anything that is specific to one person. I think you kind of have to go through a variant of different things to see what works best for you. Obviously, anything with high carbs is going to cause an issue in terms of, because a lot of MS patients, not all, have a lack of mobility. So if you're high in carbs, therefore you're not going to burn it off, so you're going to gain weight easier. So probably a high protein diet would be best. That's what works best for me. I'm not a doctor, so I can't say. But there are a lot of great diets out there. There's one, I believe it's called the Paleo diet. I don't know that very much about it, but you could Google it. And a lot of people have found some amazing success with it, and it really can't hurt to try. It's just basically changing how you're eating, maybe more veg and fruit, and maybe higher protein versus higher carbs, and kind of balancing it out. And also, supplements are a big help for MS patients. I hope I'm not jumping ahead on that.
No, definitely.
A lot of MS patients have very low vitamin D. They're not exactly sure as to why. One reason could be because we're not in the sun a lot, because a lot of MS patients have heat intolerance, which means that the summertime is the worst time of the year for us, absolutely worst time. I'm basically in my house 24/7 during the summer, unless it gets really chilly at night, which we know in New York does not happen.
Not exactly.
That just doesn't happen. So getting back to the vitamin D, so they can't really figure out why, because one of my best friends lives in Florida. She's in the sunshine all the time, and she has MS, but her vitamin D levels are lower than mine. So vitamin D is vital for MS patients. It helps with circulation. It helps with your immune system, and it also helps just your overall well-being. And a lot of MS specialists will highly recommend vitamin D. Another great thing that my MS specialist recommended, cranberry pills. A lot of patients who have MS unfortunately get urinary tract infection, especially in women more so than men. I'm not saying it doesn't happen in men, but it does happen more frequently in women. A lot of times what will happen with women is they either cannot void because the muscles in their, in that general area. I'm trying to be nice
right.
about it.
it's okay.
in that general area. Have either an issue in terms of contracting or not being to relax enough to actually void.
Right.
So in order to avoid getting UTIs, they recommend either drinking cranberry juice, but that has a lot of sugar in it. So the alternative is cranberry pills, and they're relatively benign. And most MS specialists or even neurologists will recommend a cranberry pill for a patient.
Mm-hmm.
Fish oil is another big thing. I actually just started taking them, and
right.
I'm a baby about these things because I don't like, I don't eat fish to begin with, so just the thought
mm-hmm.
of it just, like, wigged me out. I was like, oh, no, I don't think so. I told the doc. But luckily, my best friend who has MS also, she said, Sharon, I'm telling you, there's this great one. It's for kids, but we can take it too. I said, Heather, if this tastes terrible, it's on you. It's all on you.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me about it. I got it, and I have to say it has made a tremendous difference. It's given me a little bit more stamina, as has the vitamin D, which is great because a lot of MS patients, like myself, have fatigue issues. And fatigue is a huge issue with MS patients.
Definitely.
So,
and if I can stop you for 1 second,
no,
I just
right
wanted
ahead.
To say that I'm proud of you for taking the fish oils because I myself take fish oils daily. And the reason why I take them is because of for the joints, so it could lubricate the joints and try to,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and also at a high volume, like I think 4,000, that it becomes an anti-inflammatory as well.
Right.
So that's just an alternate, you know, natural, you know, way of being. So I'm proud that you take them because I don't eat seafood as well, so I totally get where you're coming from. So they also have, like, I think flaxseed oil for vegans and stuff of that nature, but I find that the fish oil doesn't, if you put them in the refrigerator, I don't know about the children's brand, that it kind of subsides the taste, like that fishy kind of taste to them. Mm-hmm.
I'll take your word on it. I'm going to stick with my Disney one. I got my son having it. I have my husband have it. I have it.
Uh-huh.
I'm good with Disney for me.
Yeah, definitely. Fish oils are great for the heart as well. This is all
exactly.
about a great thing to take, so I'm definitely proud of you for doing that. So I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, that's fine. I'm glad that you find that it works for you as well. I didn't realize it. I didn't realize about the lubrication of the joints. I didn't know that.
Yeah, definitely, because I do like a lot of holistic stuff. Like, I like natural stuff. And and I won't lie, I'm not going to sit here and act like everything I do is grade A natural, because it's not, because I still need to have my Coca-Cola once in a while and my ginger ale and stuff of that nature. But at the same time, I definitely am into trying to, you know, put less crap in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that through just having, like, crucial back issues, that instead of popping, like, 10 Bayer that does nothing,
mm-hmm.
then the chiropractic doctor said, you know what, why don't you take fish oils, you know, because they're not allowed to prescribe any medication.
Right.
So, you know, she's like, everything should be natural. Like, I was on all kind of stomach stuff because I suffer from acid reflux, and she just took me off of all of that. And she's like, you don't need that. You don't need it. You don't
wow.
need it. Just eliminate this. Put a little bit more of this, see how this works. You know, and it's definitely, definitely fish oils are the way to go because it definitely helps with everything. Oprah even had a whole, like, big thing with Dr. Oz about fish oils and the importance of them. And definitely something that we all need to be taking, each and every one of us. So I'm proud of you for taking that stance. Even if they're Disney, it's okay. I like Walt Disney.
Well, thank you. At least I tried it, you know. She was pushing
yes.
me, Doc was pushing me on it, and I said, all right. And then Heather told me about Disney. I said, all right, good. I'm going with that one.
Okay.
Can't be that bad because even.
Okay. Much love to Heather for those Disney ones, because now
exactly.
I might even look for them just for the fun of it,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm taking Disney pills. Yay.
I'll send you some. Don't worry about it.
I'm looking forward to it now. So is it any, like, the medications. I know that there's some, like, there's different ones for different people because, you know, everyone has to find what resonates with them. But I was just researching today, and they're saying that there's a lot of different side effects that are happening now with these medications.
Yeah, there are. But the one I can speak of the ones that I've been on,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you and what I'm going to be going on, and I can explain a little bit more about that.
Okay.
I've been on, there are what they call the CRAB, C-R-A-B. It's the acronym for Copaxone, Rebif, Avonex, and Betaseron. These are the main four medications. They're all injectables that most MS patients with what's called relapsing remitting MS, which is the most common form of MS in patients. I've been on Copaxone. I've been on Rebif. I'm currently on Rebif. And I was on Betaseron. Unfortunately, though, for me, I've had the disease for 13 years. And as you can probably, everybody who's listening can probably tell, my speech is slurred. I promise you, I'm not drunk. This is what's called... I promise I'm not drunk. What happens is I'm in the middle of a relapse. So this is one of the side effects, if you will, of having MS. This is what happens sometimes during relapses. So I want people to understand I'm not drunk, but this is what can happen. Not to everybody, but to me. And it just so happened to happen in the past year or so that I've had this issue several times. But I've never had it in 13 years. But getting back to the medication, so I've been on several different types of medications. They've all worked to some degree, some better than others. But once you're on a injectable medication and you've had one relapse on it, they deem it ineffective. Now, me being stubborn, I pushed my doc, my MS specialist, and said, look, I don't want to come off of the Rebif now. I'm doing okay on it, and doc said, well, you're really not doing that great on it because you're having relapses. So I've kind of come to the decision that I have to move on in medications because after a while your body builds up tolerance to any medication. I don't care who you are. Even if it's Advil, you're going to build up a tolerance to it.
Definitely.
So I've made the decision to go on a medication that's been around. It's a once-a-month infusion. It's called Tysabri. It is toxic. I'm not going to say it's not, and it's not for everybody. But it's something that I spoke with my MS specialist about. I've kind of waited for a few months in my mind. I've kind of done my research. And personally, this is my best bet in terms of what I think would be effective for me.
Right.
But, again, everybody is different, and everybody has to do what they sees fit. I just actually had to have blood work up done to see if there's a virus that I may have. If I have this virus, I can get what's called PML. And basically, that's a disease of my brain beyond MS, that I could die from. Bear in mind, I'm having the test prior to even starting this. The percentage of it happening is very slim, but it has happened to about over 200 people, I'm thinking worldwide, in about 5 to 7 years. I'm not saying that's a great number, but it's a hell of a lot better than a lot of other drugs that are out there for other ailments. But this is what I think will work best for me. There's another medication. It's called Gilenia. One of my friends is on the medication. There have been some serious side effects with it. They don't know if it's directly related to the Gilenia or if it's a coincidence. They're trying to fix or figure out what's going on. But that has side effects as well. But there are a lot of prerequisites that you have to do before you even start the drug. You have to see a dermatologist. You have to see a cardiologist. You have to see a lung specialist. I mean, the amount of things you need to do to even get on the drug to qualify here in the States is astronomical. And there's only been one reported death here in the States, and the remainder of the deaths were in Europe, where they don't know if the standard of care in terms of what they do for the patient versus what they do here in the States, what the difference is, because they believe that may be the difference, what our standard of care is and what their standard of care is. Not knocking the, you know, Europe in terms of it, but we have to follow a much stricter regimen versus what the Europeans do. So,
yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, and my friend is doing fantastically on the drug.
Right.
And it's an oral medication. It's not an injection. So she just has to take a pill every other day versus an injection is a big difference. And
mm-hmm.
for many MS patients who have phobias of needles, and many patients, not even MS patients, most people may have phobias of needles. You either learn to get over that real quick or you go on Gilenya. And most doctors won't go right to Gilenya. It's just not the first drug of choice, normally, unless it's an aggressive form of MS. So
right.
That was that.
All right. So you said, okay, unless mm-hmm. it's an aggressive form of MS. So my thing
correct.
is there different, you know, stages or a different, you know, like I know for sickle cell anemia, they have like different types of sickle cell.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a certain types for MS?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
There is what's called relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS. That's the most common. Then most patients who are diagnosed with that particular form of MS normally switch over to what's called secondary progressive MS, where basically your disease has come to a point where it gets a little bit more aggressive and it's kind of always there, because patients with relapsing remitting, there are times in which you would never know they had MS.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have shown no outward signs of it. I, on the other hand, walk with a cane, so you would most likely know, or people think I'm blind because I wear sunglasses all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that with all sincerity, because I also have the dog with me.
Right.
So between the dog and my sunglasses, most people think I'm blind. And I'm like, no, I have MS. So that's but relapsing remitting is the most common form, and then it switches over to secondary progressive. Then there's primary progressive, and I believe they just came out with like a new naming, which is like primary chronic progressive MS, which I think is the most aggressive form. Now, I was diagnosed with primary progressive from the onset because of how
mm-hmm.
rapidly my relapses were coming. I was getting a relapse every 6 weeks. I was in the
mm-hmm.
hospital every 6 weeks on
wow.
IV steroids. Actually, I'm starting my IV steroid treatment for this relapse on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, I'm able to do it at home.
Right.
But there are different variables to it. Some people get worse. Not all do. I unfortunately have a form of MS that does get worse. It doesn't get better. But again, there are people out there like my friend Heather and my other friend Elise who you would never know looking at them, walking around fine. I mean, granted, they may look fine, but on the inside there's a whole other
right.
story. But you would never know.
Definitely.
You know, so.
Definitely. I think that's the story of everybody's life, you know, Sharon, whether they have MS or not. Everybody has, like, that inner thing going on that you don't get to see. So I do understand that. So is there, like, any alternatives that can be done as far as, like, therapies and things of that nature for, like, the fatigue and the just, like, you know, tired momentum or not being able to move your even, like, you know, paralysis and stuff of that nature? You just have to wait? Is it like something you just have to wait for it to subside and then you get your mobility back?
It depends, yes. It could be that way where you can just regain mobility. But 9 times out of 10, again, I'm speaking from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
With my situation, it's not the case. But there are things to help it. You can definitely do physical therapy. That could be ordered by your neurologist or MS specialist. Definitely helps with spasticity. It helps, which is tightening of the muscles in the legs and the arms, which happens to a lot of MS patients, that it hurts. It's like a Charlie horse all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the physical therapy definitely helps. Occupational therapy definitely helps. It helps you manage things around the house, how to set things up to make things more accessible for you. Speech therapy, another, which I have to start, obviously, after my my steroid treatment, which I have done in the past, which it's hard for me to even speak like this because I'm a musician. I sang for a living. That's my passion. And here I am, I can't even speak properly. And the thought of wanting to sing and not being able to kills me. Kills me. But I have no choice at this point. Or even playing my guitar. I can't do that because my fingers don't work that well. But I can do it at my own pace. So, in any case, so there are things that you can do to make things better. Some people, I've taken medication called Provigil, which helps with fatigue. I don't take it all the time, only when necessary for myself, because my heart races on. It's like taking, or like having 8 espressos at one time.
Way too much caffeine.
Way too much caffeine, but it's like all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that feeling. But what I do is if I really need it, if I need to go someplace with my family, I'll take a smaller dose of it, and I only take it the one day. And then I usually am fine. The next day, I'm usually fine. I can get my sleep back and things like that. There are a lot of things that you can do, but ultimately, it's what you have in your mind and how you portray and how you push yourself. Don't push yourself to a point where it's unhealthy, but never give in. You can never, ever give in. You have to fight. Once you give up that fight, it's not good.
Definitely. I'm sorry, Sharon.
No, it's okay, sweetie. No problem. I always say never live on what ifs. Live on what's now. Don't exist, live. Because once you exist, you're just sitting there. Live your life. However, you may have to do it differently, but live. Don't choose anything else but living.
Definitely. And I have so much I'm going to say to you before I let you go that, you know, it's just really inspiring to me in a nutshell. But before I even go there and get all mushy on you real quick, you know, I just had, you know, I know that with, you know, this kind of, you know, shimmies off of this, but I know that with living with anything, even if you don't realize you're living with something, we all have emotional issues that we have to kind of like filter in order to be as strong that you are, like how you are today in your life. Like what you just brought up, an amazing point about, you know, singing and playing your guitar and that kind of being, you know, taken away from you a little because of the situation. And you know, it has to be an emotional side to it. You know, even if I lose something and, you know, and I take things for granted, like being able to do certain things like we all do, until you have conversation with amazing people like yourself. And then you start to realize, like, oh, my goodness, was I just complaining because of X, Y, and Z? And then you realize, like, it's not even really that serious. So it has to be an emotional thing that we, you know, that you're going through or anybody goes through. But how do you kind of, like, filter all of that stuff to get to this point where you're just like, you know what, I'm living, and that's the only thing I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to start this foundation, and I'm going to help other people, enable them to be like this. How do you gather all that strength? What motivated you to do this?
That's a really good question. I think it's just who I am at the core. When I was diagnosed, I never let it bother me. I went through the grieving process, what they call, you know, denial, acceptance, the anger. I went there, but I didn't go there completely because I was like, you know what? I was afraid I had ALS. I didn't know if I had a brain tumor. But you know what? I had a name. I had a name, and I knew that name was something that I could manage. So at that point, I was like, you know what? Throw it at me. Let's see what we can do. And that's the way I looked at it. And when I was diagnosed, there was nothing. There was no internet. It was, you know, the internet was in its infancy. So I think for me, it's who I am at the core. I never give in. I never give up. And if I can instill that, not that in somebody, that has to come from somebody within themselves, but if I can help build their self-confidence and say, you're not alone in this. I'll hold your hand through every step, and that person pays that forward and does the same for somebody else, I'm good. That's all I could ever ask from anybody. And hopefully, through holding hands from each other, we'll only gain momentum to help other people. And hopefully get rid of this stupid disease so future generations, like my son, my nieces, they never have to deal with this. So I wasn't diagnosed when I had my son, and I didn't even know if I was going to be able to have children at that point, but I would be damned to allow another generation, if I could, not go through that. Because I know what I went through, and I wouldn't let any. I'm doing everything I can to not let that happen. So that's the best way I can put it for me.
Right. You're amazing. I mean, seriously, I'm about to just, like, after the show, just come and find you and hug you uncontrollably until you probably just break in my arms and say, get the hell off of me, one or the other.
No, I'd hug you.
Because it's just so inspiring. I mean, it's crazy. It really is. And I'm just so grateful that you're here. You're here to share this news with me. You're here to just empower me in so many ways and so many levels tonight. And you just don't know how just having this brief conversation has just, like, if you could see me, it looked like I had, like, 8, 10 espressos, or those 8 espressos you just expressed, because my eyes are just so popped open now. Now I feel like I could just pick up this whole desk and just, you know, walk around with one hand. You know, it's just all of that. It's an amazing feeling when you come across someone like yourself that is so motivating and so inspirational that, you know, there's no words for it, really. It really isn't. And we need, like, a billion more of you, seriously. So tell people where they can find you in order to donate or gain more information and more insight about the amazing Miss Sharon.
You can find us on Twitter at Secure a Cure with the number 4, MS. You can find us on Facebook at Secure a Cure 4, the number 4, MS. Or you can even email me at securecureformsatlive.com. We're building a website at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and we're actually going to be getting together the 501c paperwork,
mm-hmm.
to get our organization in full force. Hopefully within the next six months we'll be underway with everything.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm hoping. We're trying.
Yeah, definitely. So for everyone to know, I just put Sharon's link from Facebook on my page. So I want everybody to go on there, like the page, support, and find out more information. And I'm sure that Sharon is very, very quick on her feet with that, okay, because
mm-hmm.
it only took 2 seconds for her to email me back, okay, two, literally or less. Whereas I'd be like, la, 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 Sharon was on it, boom, okay? So I'm sure if you guys reach out and figure out if there's any way that you guys can help donate, get in tuned, or even if you're, you know, dealing with MS, this is a great organization to be a part of, and I'm blessed to be a part of it now. And as I tell everyone, Sharon, like, I don't want us to be the last time we're talking ever. I want us to stay in consistent contact, and whatever I can do, I want to be a part of everything that you do from this day forward.
I'd be thrilled and honored to have you in our life, in our secure cure for MS, and my personal life. I think you're awesome. I love you. I really do. I
love you
too.
Oh, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you. So I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to let you rest. And I just want everybody to know that there's no one like Sharon, okay? And I will fight somebody over you, okay, Sharon? I just want you to know that.
Okay, we'll throw it down together. No problem.
Okay.
I'm good like that.
Okay, exactly. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
I'll
Sharon, you have an amazing night. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, be well.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Sharon from Secure a Cure for MS. So definitely check her out. She's on my Facebook page. Support, support, support. I mean, how many people out there are doing what she's doing? you know, and then she was still willing to come on the show and, you know, give us some insight on MS when she was, you know, not feeling too well. So, Sharon, thank you so much for your strength. You are an amazing attribute to my life, and I'm just so blessed to have came across you. And this is the first time that I could ever say thank you, social media, for the connection of Sharon, because she's amazing, and I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to complain about things that I complain about after today. So without further ado, I'm going to play a quick track, and then we're going to have Leah on, Girl Around Town. She's going to be giving us a fashion update. We missed her for the last 2 weeks because of my not scheduling right. So I'm definitely excited that she's going to be on telling us what's in and what's out. So before we go into all of that, just to kind of like smooth it out a little bit from, you know, talking with Sharon, let's just play something really, really quick. And this one is called Closer by Dante Tyler.
Lord, I know I can give more than I've been.
I know I can try hard.
Premeditatingly slipping and falling in sin. Can I neglect my source of living? They want you to bless everything I'm pursuing. Teach me how to love and feed me.
So that was the Sean Tyler, Closer. I love that song, love that song. But without further ado, we have Leah. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Excited to hear what's going on.
Yeah, there's so much. I'm so excited.
I cannot wait. I'm serious. I'm on like a shopping spree. I don't know if you ever gone through those moments where you just like, you know what, I just want to just spend money. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think I have those moments daily, I think. So. but I've got some good stuff tonight.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear what we're going to start with tonight.
We are going to start with Prince tonight. They're so big for the spring. Animal prints, tribal prints, and florals are just huge. And I feel like animal prints have been around for a while. A lot of people have them in their closet, and they're definitely still in. So definitely keep those around. But tribal prints and floral prints are kind of the new thing that are really springing into action this season. And they're a little scary, I think, because...
definitely.
You know, prints are scary. I mean, prints are like horizontal stripes. Like, if you do them wrong, you can do them wrong. Like, they're definitely scary. So I have, you know, kind of edged into this trend a little bit and tried to kind of stick my toe in the water. And my favorite way to do that is with accessories because it's really easy. You know, stick with the basics with what you know. If you love your, you know, black skinny jeans and a white tank, you can put on these really cool, fun printed accessories and add a big kind of splash to your wardrobe.
Right.
So my new favorite, Anthropologie right now actually has some really cute floral shoes and wedges. And they're really fun. There's some flats, there's some heels, there's some wedges, and they come in... they've got some bright blue prints and some bright yellow prints, and they're really fun and kind of funky, but it leaves a print on your feet, so you're still completely on trend, but you don't have to worry about it, you know, like, does this make my butt look big kind of thing. So that's kind of what where I'm loving the floral trend is totally in the accessories and specifically on the shoes because I think it's unexpected for sure.
Definitely. And what I've been seeing also, I don't know if you noticed, but I like how they're blending the wicker look, like the wedge with prints. I don't know if you noticed
that. Yeah.
You know, I'm a little scared, though. I'm a little scared, like you said. And, you know, you put your toe in the water and, you know, it's working,
right.
But I'm a little scared. I keep putting my toe, like, almost touching the water and then pulling back. So.
Well, definitely where it's like, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I think, with shoes or belts or even a fun blazer, those are things that you can use with your basic wardrobe that you know looks good. So it's just adding kind of a splash, and I think that's a fun way to get into them. You know, I haven't gotten into the floral skinny jeans things yet, and I just don't know if I ever will. But I love floral shoes, you know, so... I think there's a way to still be yourself and throw in some trendy stuff, you know?
Definitely. So also I wanted to say really quick that I went that extra mile and I bought a pair of pants that have, like, the tight-fitted ones with all of this stuff going on them. I wore them once, and now I hate them. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that again. I felt like I was, like, everyone was looking at me. I'm like, I don't think I can wear these again. I don't know. I'm trying to do different because I know that, you know, I'm sick of being so basic. The solid colors, all the time, the same. Sick of that look.
I know. Well, and it's hard, but if you bought them, that's the first step. Then you just got to go out, maybe have a glass of wine before you walk out next time in them.
exactly.
I think it's all about how you wear them. I think, you know, if you feel confident in them, then people are going to be looking at you in a good way, you know?
It's true.
Yeah. So, definitely floral in the shoes. And then there's actually been some cute, I've seen some cute flats that have a tribal print to them, too, which is kind of fun. And, again, it's a little different. The floral can be a very girly type of print, and the Aztec can be just a little bit edgier, which is nice for the people that don't want to go too girly. So that's always kind of fun, too. And, again, they're just a little different. They come in bright colors. And they can just kind of add a little a splash to, you know, to your basics.
And what about, like, accessories, you know, for the summer, like as far as, like, the earrings and bracelets? Anything good going on right now?
Definitely. Big and chunky and bold, I think, is what you'll be seeing. There's so many fun. I just got a pair of Kate Spade diamond earrings. Diamond, they're not real. They're very fake, but they're these huge clip-on diamond earrings, and they just, they're almost obnoxiously big, and they just radiate off your ears, and they're so fun, and they just kind of add a brightness to your face and a brightness to kind of any outfit that you have on. And I think that's really fun. And then I've also seen a lot of kind of neon chunky jewelry, especially necklaces that you can wear. And again, it's all about, I feel like the accessories this season are just, you could absolutely have on, you know, a workout outfit and put on the accessories and you look amazing. They're really all bright and bold and are meant to kind of spice up anything that you have on.
What's your take on these little clunky-looking sandals that they're bringing back? You know, like the big, gigantic heel, square toe, you know, the square heels. Like, I'm not into them, but everyone's going
there. You know,
there.
It's hard. I think you have to be really careful with them. I like them to a point. But if you go too high in them, I think you almost look like you're going to teeter over and fall.
Yeah, basically
you know,
stupid,
you know,
guys.
Exactly. So I think you have to be careful. I think if you're going to go with that kind of like really chunky wedge, that you kind of go for a medium height more than a really high one. Because for some reason, when there's not the space in between the heel and the toe, it just almost starts, to me at least, like I think it looks, you know, a little too much. Like you're a little, you know, like almost Mad Hatter. Like you're kind of, it's just almost a little too cartoonish, you know?
Right. Definitely. I'm not really feeling them. And, you know, a lot, it's just all in the stores. Like I said, I've been on like a shopping spree kick for the last couple of days, and it comes in spurs, you know, every couple of months or so, once a year, whatever. And
right.
I'm just like, right now I'm diving into shades because they're coming out with so many awesome shades. I don't know if you've seen anything awesome lately you want to put me on to.
Well, I'm always into Ray-Bans. Always. I love Ray-Bans. And I always have my pair of aviators and my pair of Wayfarers that I'm constantly in love with. But Madewell has some really cute ones right now that are orange that I just love. And that's another place where, again, like, you know, why not get a pair of orange sunglasses? Like, how fun is that?
No, that is. That is. I was just looking at some pink, purple, and orange ones by Vogue in Macy's the other day. Right. I love it. I love that
totally.
You said that. But I didn't walk out with them. I walked out with a pair of DGs, and my typical browns, and I'm so sick of it. Like, someone needs to choke me to death, seriously, if they see me with another dark pair of shades on. Like, where am I going? Did I get beat up last night? Why do I always gravitate? Was I up taking drugs all night? Like, why am I always gravitating to these dark shades?
I know. Well, the good news about the dark shades is they just look, so, you know, they're like such an easy go-to. They look good on, I think they look good on everyone, you know? But one way to do kind of a little splash of color, I've got a pair of Wayfarers that are Ray-Ban that are black on the outside, but they're orange on the inside. And they're like a neon orange on the inside. So you can just see a hint of the color from the outside, which is kind of fun. So it's still black, but then like, If you're sitting next to someone, they can definitely see the orange on the inside. So it adds, like, something fun and funky, but in kind of a subtle way.
Definitely. This is why I love you, because, you know, you're just changing my whole perspective on things, you know. Seriously, I need that in my life. Definitely, I need it in my life. It's a really good thing. So anything else we got going on?
I'm going to say stick with, I think the floral print and the tribal print are going to be big. But to ease into it, they're hard things to get used to. So I think really just easing into it, go with the little stuff. Don't spend too much money on it and just see if you like it. And then you can get in a little further into it if you do.
Definitely. I'm into that. And if you ever come across any cute little dresses that come past your booty, let me know, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything is not, I don't want to wear everything with a pair of leggings under it. I really don't. I mean, they have like the start of a cute dress, but just not enough material at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
you know. What is that about? Like, everyone is not 0 pounds, okay?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
and then they have the nerve to accessorize it with a belt. Like, what am I going to do if I put this belt on? Is it going to turn this into a bathing suit? Like,
right, yeah. It's hard. It's really hard. They're, you know, I think 23-year-olds apparently shop more than we do, so they're all edging towards that. And I don't look like I did when I was 23, so I don't wear what I did when I was 23.
Right, exactly, and I'm nowhere near that because, you know, my birthday just passed, Monday that just passed, and yeah, I'm not going to put it out there, but I'm almost a round number right now, and it's nowhere near 30 or 20. So, you know, it's getting worse for me. So I'm starting to realize that I like to look sexy, but I like to look classy at the same time.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
I'll keep my eye out for that. I'm actually going shopping tomorrow, so I'll keep my eye out for this.
Awesome. I cannot wait to hear what you come back with. Definitely looking for more shade, so if you come across anything, you know, I'm into, the, like, those big Jackie O things because I have a big round basketball head. So, you know, just what's better to accessorize them with round glasses.
Well, sure. I will be on the lookout for that, too. I'll send you some. I'll dig through and find some that I like.
Okay. Thank you so much for doing that.
All right. Absolutely.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you, too.
Bye, Leah. Yeah, so that was Leah, our fashionista. She's on every two weeks she's on from, you know, well, usually 7, but because we had the wonderful Sharon on, we just kind of adjusted the time a little bit and everything worked out smoothly. So definitely Leah's website is girlaroundtown.net. So definitely check her out, her and Mary. Shout out to Mary, another awesome individual. I just want to say that I'm really, really blessed. I am. And, you know, like I was saying to Sharon earlier, you know, we complain about the most minute things in life when there's so much things that we should be grateful for, like our mobility or being able to speak, you know, without any, you know, disturbances in our speech or any disturbances in our mobility or, you know, having to stress certain things. And, you know, it's just amazing to me when you come across someone like Sharon and so many other wonderful people like Heather and, you know, just wonderful individuals all together that's out here dealing with things that we're not dealing with and, you know, getting through it and fighting through it and making it happen and surviving it. And I say to myself so many times, like, I'm not going to do this. But, you know, I'm human. And I like to just always, you know, be upfront about who I am. So people, when you're getting to know me, that you're getting to know the real me and not someone that I'm putting on this face for you for the show. So when I say that I'm human, I say that in the sense that, you know, I say one thing and then as a human being does, you do another. So basically, I'm on a path of trying to reiterate, you know, to myself, that's why I repeat myself a lot, that these are the things that I need to do in order to become a greater person in life. Because once you get to that balance, then the things around you is really not that serious. And once you get to that balance, the easier it is for you to translate to that someone else to kind of help them work through whatever they're going through so they can receive that balance as well. And that's why it's so important to me to have this show on, because it gives me the opportunity to have you guys learn as well as myself. It also gives me the opportunity to grow as far as having amazing individuals like Sharon, like Heather, like Leah, and so many other great people that's on the show, or all our great guests that were on the show, a platform where we can all come together and embrace each other and not have to even sit in each other's face to do so. We can do that just by having a conversation. And that's one thing that I also wanted to touch on tonight, that we're missing that in our lives, conversation, because of technology and all of the other things that we have going on in our life as far as work, being caught up in relationships, being caught up in fashion, as you just heard me and Leah going through the motions. And I'm big on fashion, but at the same time, I know that fashion is just something that's materialistic and it comes and go. But the sensibility of it all is that, you know, we're caught up, but we don't always have to be. We pretend to be so busy and we have all this stuff going on in life that takes us away from so many other things that hold way more value. And that's just knowledge, and that's just uplifting, and that's embracing, and that's being in the moment, because the next moment is not promised to you. So I'm really, really grateful when it comes down to, you know, talks like this on the show. It comes down to being able to be, you know, informed and embrace individuals like Sharon and Heather and secure a cure for MS organization, because without people like them doing what they're doing every day, you know, it really doesn't give me a purpose, you know. So having people like them, it gives me a greater purpose. So it helps me when I'm losing my way, reground myself and say, hey, Precious, this is why you're doing what you're doing for amazing situations like this. So I can honestly say that I am blessed. I'm really blessed, and I'm just grateful for everyone and everybody that comes together to make this show worthwhile. So, again, please reach out to Sharon, because, like I said again, she's quick on her feet. I don't know what she was talking about the fatigue and all that, but she's not fatigued at all, trust me, okay? Because anytime I email her, she's on point, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, she's on top of it. So don't let her fool you guys. She's very on it. So get at her and definitely figure out how you can contribute to the organization. Even if you don't suffer from MS, you know, you can still contribute. If you know someone that suffers from MS and they need more information, or they're looking for a great people to be around for a support system, Sharon, Heather, Secure Cure for MS is definitely a great organization. We're going to help them. We're going to band together, and we're going to make this happen. We're going to see it pull through. And once it's all set into place, we're going to definitely tweet it every day. A few times a day, we're definitely going to repost it. We're going to support, and that's the bottom line, okay? And everyone who knows me knows that I'm serious about what I say I'm going to do. So we're definitely going to support from this day forward. So, again, everyone that's tuning in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those that are tuned in, that are always constant supporters of the Intune Show, I adore you and I love you and I appreciate you all. Until next time, guys, have a good night. This is Miss P tuning out on the Intune Show. Bye, babies.
I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. Now make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. With a pretty light skin. Ripple.